I spent a year in Vietnam. It was one of the longest years of my life. They'd put us on helicopters, take us out to suspected areas where there was a Viet Cong, dump us off. We'd hump around the boonies for a couple of hours, searching them out, and the helicopters come back, get us, and we'd leave and go to another area. My most prized possession is I have dog tags. I was out in the field for like 2 weeks, and we would search around all day for Viet Cong, and we'd scratch out a little perimeter at night, and we'd get up and do it all again the next day. And you usually used to go 10, 12, 14 miles a day. So I had been out there for 2 weeks doing that, not having gotten back to base camp to do any reorganizing or resupplying. I had the same pants on for a couple of weeks. So we got up on a dirt road, and I ran into another group. So I go up to the one kid I knew, and I said, "Hey, Arnie, do you have a pair of pants? Man, these things, I've had them on for weeks, and they're chafing the inside." "Oh, yeah, Lou, I got that." He said, "Yeah, he got in his pack, and he gave me, you know." "Oh, great, Arnie, man, I really appreciate it." So we go on for another couple of days. We finally get to go back to base camp. And I guess I washed the pants up or something, and I went trying to look for Arnold, and I said, "Hey, where's Arnie?" "Oh, didn't you hear? They got ambushed in a rubber plantation. His dog tags were..." He left his dog tags in the pants pocket. I still have them today. It still gets me, and that's 50 years ago. You know, I feel like this country did me a favor. I was a poor kid from nothing, and they took me in to that military. They taught me a lot of stuff. They taught me how to be a man. They taught me how to be part of an organization. They taught me how to be part of a group. To this day, I'm grateful for that. Now, am I grateful for chasing down people and trying to kill them? Nah. But I was 18 years old then. I'm 68 years old today. Thank God I'm not the same person at 68 as I was at 18. If I was, I wasted 50 years. I'm much different today. I don't want to hurt anybody. I never did want to hurt anybody.